Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another amazing podcast, Mission Possible You. This is Lynn McDonald, your host. And as always, I'm thrilled to share with you another incredible lady on this show. As always, there's no shortage of people who rise above adversity. And today, wait till you hear this story. Open up your ears. Be really present today. Listen to this story as it unfolds to a beautiful mission, to a life purpose in a very unexpected way, way beyond my guest control. So today, Mission Possible You warmly welcomes Nancy Beecher, Becker, am I saying it right?
Becker.
to the show. Nancy is no stranger to podcasts. If her name sounds familiar, you're right, it is. Her podcast is on iHeartRadio called Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly. So she's a business junkie and she is here to share, I don't want to give too much away, a great message and so much wealth of information and knowledge. Nancy, welcome to this show. Very happy to have you here.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm excited. I normally focus on being the interview. I very rarely am interviewed, so this is an exciting change for me.
So I want you to share right out of the gate here, Nancy, because, you know, you blow me away. I know we met online. I love when this happens, you know, like attracts like, right?
Absolutely.
So I would love for you to share your story with our listeners and, you know, from there, take it to where you are today in your business. I think it's very important that people share their stories because it gives people hope, it gives people inspiration, and it could give them money now when they listen to you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Lynn, I've just got a real short little story of about 50 years.
We only have 20 minutes, Nance.
I started out, I was known as the Pied Piper of my neighborhood when I was like 12 years old. And I would, in the summer vacations, we live on a circle drive, and I would go around the circle singing kids' songs, and all these kids would come swarming out of their front doors and follow behind me until we'd get back to my yard, and we would play, you know, sit there and play the afternoon away. We would have cookies and lemonade and play games and read stories, and then we'd go back around the circle and they'd all, you know, go run away back to their houses again. And I got a quarter a week for doing that.
Money back then, big money.
It was big money, that's right. And it was so much fun and I enjoyed it. Excuse me. And that's what started my entrepreneurial journey. I put myself through my undergraduate degree, my master's degree, my doctorate degree. I paid for all of my schooling on my own by running my own businesses. And after I had graduated, my mom and dad and I, for about 20 years, owned a business called The Workplace. And we were an administrative management company, and we answered phones, we, you know, did all sorts of administrative work for people. And people would start coming to me and they'd say, hey, Nancy, do you know what kind of a phone system should I use? Hey, Nancy, do you know someone who can do graphic design work for me? Hey, Nancy, what do you think about this? And as a consequence of all of those questions, I pulled together one of the first mastermind programs in existence in the country. It wasn't called a mastermind program back then, but it was, we would get together on a regular basis. I had an executive suite. I rented out, you know, 50 1,000 square feet of office space, and people rented offices from me, and we did all this work. And we would come together on a regular basis and just talk about our businesses. We all wanted something. We all had started our business for a reason. And everybody's reasons are different. While we want to make more money, you know, we want to be in control of our own lives, there are things that we all want, but they all fall into different words and different categories. But the bottom line is, we want to be, in one way or another, we want to be successful.
Exactly.
And we don't know how to do it on our own. We need help. We need support. And when people come together, and I dislike the term tribe, but that's the, you know, term du jour. Yeah, you know. When we all come together and are willing to share and support each other, we get so much more accomplished. And that's really my goal for my business, is to see the lights go off in your eyes and to see, oh, I get that. Oh, how exciting. I've got clients that have doubled and tripled and quadrupled their level of income in a year, and they're so thrilled. But now they're to the point of saying, oh my God, Nancy, I've got so much business, I don't know what to do. I can't take it. So then we have to move into an entirely new direction, going, all right, well, now what do you want? Where do you want to go now? You know, do you want to say enough is enough and kind of, you know, and I say dog paddle, which is really kind of funny because she's a dog walking business.
Awesome.
She's making, in a dog walking business, this young lady's making almost $20,000 a month.
Good for her.
And a year ago, she was working at a full-time job. She was selling different kinds of teas through a direct sales company. She hated her life. And she's now got 10 employees. And, you know, it is so exciting. But now she's got a whole different array.
Problems, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it never ends. I mean, you know, if you really create your plan and your goal and know where you want to go, then it's going to change and you're going to have to continue to rethink those things. But that's what I want to see, is you getting to that point where your goal is becoming a reality and you're having to reach out and do more.
Exactly. So, Nancy, tell us specifically, so the listeners are aware, what type of unique audience do you, I say audience, but your clientele, now I know you've made some shifts recently, but tell us a little bit about that, but what led up to those changes for you?
Well, as I mentioned, I've been in business for quite a while, and for a long time, anybody who's got a business, I can help. Well, that's not true. There are so many people out there that are saying, I can help if you're this, if you're that. About 5 years ago, I was in a really, really bad hit and run car accident. And as a consequence of that, I am now in a wheelchair. I can't do much movement. In fact, they're getting ready to totally remodel my house to make it wheelchair accessible because I'm sitting in a chair and I can't get out. But I still continued to say, well, I can work with people who service-based businesses. I went to a podcast convention about a month ago, and we were in the basement on the first day of the conference to thousands of people in this room, and the fire alarms went off. And I'm going, oh, crap, what am I going to do now? My husband, my chauffeur, wasn't with me. He was in another part of the building, and I'm going, now what do? I can't get out in an elevator. You can't use the elevators. There was nothing done in advance for anybody with any sort of a disability. It had just not been even thought of. And that got me thinking about people who are trying to run businesses, who have a difficult time, because let's face it, running a business is not easy. You know, no matter what other people tell you, it's not easy. And then when you have other challenges, it's that much harder. I almost didn't go to the conference because I thought, oh, it's just going to be so much trouble. It's a 19-hour drive each way. It's trying to get my wheelchair in and out of my car. It's all these things. People are going to look at me strangely, which they did. And, you know, there's just a lot. And what if I don't feel good? I've just paid $6,000 to go to this thing, and I'm not going to be able to do it. And all of these things are going through my mind, and I'm going, me being me, I'm saying, excuse me, but screw it. I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get amazing results from it, and I'm going to go home and be able to share it with other people. So within the past 3 weeks, I've done what I'm always telling other people to do, and that's if it sounds right, if it feels right, think about pivoting. Don't just do something because you said, I've spent all this time and energy on it, I'm going to do it, doggone it. You know, if it feels in your gut like this makes sense, try it, do it. And 3 weeks ago, I decided I am going to work with women between the ages of 40 to 60. And that doesn't mean if you're a guy, I won't talk to you, you know, but my focus is going to be on women between the ages of 40 and 60 who have been in business, who understand business, and are either trying to start their own business or have been functioning for 10 years. And they now have these chronic illnesses. They have these disabilities. They have these challenges on top of everything else. And they need someone to listen to them. They need someone to hold their hand. They need someone to guide them. And they need help succeeding.
Wow, that is absolutely awesome. So you really turn that around to focus on helping them and, you know, obviously they have some type of disability as well. And I know you went on one of your Facebook groups or pages that you were saying 60% of the world has at least two chronic illnesses, you know, and oftentimes people get these chronic illnesses and diseases and then they're not able to make money.
Absolutely. That's right. And a lot of it is because, I won't lie, I've been there. You know, it's for a while after my car accident, I'm living in my husband and I are living in my parents' basement because we had moved into their house to take care of them as they were in their 90s and they needed somebody. But I couldn't get up and down the stairs. And there was no bathroom downstairs, so I wound up having to use a porta potty that we would have to pick up and carry upstairs to dump. I'm sitting in a dark basement, you know, and I just wanted to curl up in the corner and just not really die, but I just wanted nothing. I wanted just this black hole. I was so depressed that I just couldn't do anything. And my business just went, you know, there was nothing left of my business. It was gone. And then I'm a strong person. And I got up and I said, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to sit here for the rest of my life and feel sorry for myself. Awesome. So I got up. I did research. I figured out I can do what I've always done. I just need to do it differently.
In a different way. And so, see, Nancy, you have that mindset that you were able to get out of that because some people are not able to. So what do you think? I love the mind, as you know, but what do you think happened to you in that moment that you said, no, I just have to think of another way. I'm going to get up. I'm not going to live this way. What went off for you?
Well, I had help. I actually had found a mentor, a coach, a person who listened to me, and they could be pretty harsh, and they would tell me, that's all in your mind. You know, you're not dying. You know, you've can't get up and walk around, but you got your fingers, you can type, you've got your eyes, you can read, you got your mouth, heaven forbid, you can talk.
And your brain, you got a great brain there.
And my brain. And you can put it to use. You've got a lot that you still can give. We just have to figure out how to best use that. So for the last 5 years, I've been on this journey of figuring out my own body, figuring out things that other people with similar issues, you know, what do they do? What is my body telling me? There are days when I just don't want to get out of bed. And I look at my calendar, and if there's nothing important on my calendar, I say, okay, right, I'm staying in bed today.
So you're listening to your body, you know, and most of us are disembodied. We're not even aware of, you know, most people don't even do that because we're always in our head, not in our body. But the body never lies. It will always tell you how it's feeling if you're in tune to it.
Absolutely. And that's the very difficult part, is figuring out, you know, and it's like when I decide I'm hungry, am I really hungry or not? And it really, to me now, it's gotten to the point, do I have enough energy that I can get out of this chair, you know, get out of the chair I'm sitting in, get into my wheelchair, wheel myself to the kitchen to find something to eat. If I do that, then I know I'm hungry. If I think I'm hungry, but I don't want, then I'm not really hungry and I don't need anything to eat. You know, you listen to those things. But I think also another part of the journey that's very important, and you and I talked about it before this conversation this morning, is I have had to find, and I'm still finding, tools that help me. Not only do I have the problem with my leg, but I have fibromyalgia and I have very severe nerve damage and something called complex regional pain syndrome. And as a part of those two syndromes, my short-term memory is gone. And I rely incredibly hard on my calendar. I have a Google calendar. It's on my computers. It's on my phone. It's on Alexa. It's on Google. It's everywhere around. Oops, Alexa just came on. She heard me. You know, but I've got my calendar everywhere. And when we talked yesterday about doing this, I didn't put it on my calendar. And you sent me a message this morning saying, hey, we're about ready to go. And I go, oh, shit.
You know? You realize once, you remember, once you're taking a look at your calendar, you just have to be reminded in a sense.
Yeah. And once I can see those things, I go, okay, yeah, I know I got to do that. And so I'm fine. But whenever I don't put something on my calendar, I wind up in big trouble. Yeah. Because it never goes in and stays. It doesn't make it to the long-term memory stage. Short really is short.
Exactly. Well, Nancy, thank you for sharing your story. Now, listen, how I know that there's probably people out there that would love to get in touch with you, because really you're very unique on the niche of people that you're dealing with, and you have such great experience with that you are obviously the real deal. Where can someone get a hold of you, Nancy?
Oh, I am everywhere. I'm everywhere. But I'm on Facebook under facebook.com/BSUflyingpigs.com. And then I'm also, my website is Nancy Becher, BECHER, biz.com. Those are the best two places.
Good. Well, what I'll do is I'll post them on my personalities page right here for Inspired News Radio, and people will be able to contact you from there as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I know you have to do a live session here coming up, but thank you so much for joining. And as always, you know, love connecting with you, love your energy. I love your story and the tenacity and how you move ahead. You are definitely an inspiration, Nancy. So thank you so much for being here on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So thank you, everyone, for listening in to Mission Possible You, and we will be back with another awesome podcast coming up.
You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media and please remember to subscribe.